let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Ciao, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I've been looking at some of your pictures and video on Instagram and Facebook of your tours in Sicily. They look amazing. So tell us all about it.
So this week, I explored the island two completely different ways, first by sea and then by rail. So both were able to give me some pretty different perspectives of this beautiful island. So if you spend any time near the harbor in Syracuse, especially around Ortigia where I am, you'll notice boat tours everywhere. They go on sunset sails, cave trips, large group excursions. There's something for everyone. So we chose a small tour organized through the local information office. And it actually ended up just being the two of us and the skipper, which was nice, almost like a private tour, right? because it's off season, you know, the likelihood of that is good, very good. And it was just interesting because it was an open motorized rowboat, but quite big. Like it could handle probably up to 20 people really at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And then there's no real booming microphones or no group commentary. It's just a very relaxed ride along the coastline. It was lovely. He put on some soft guitar music playing in the background. So it really added to the ambiance. One thing I do, want to point out though, it's not got the OH&S that we have in North America. So we weren't given, any life jackets. And I can't swim, so hopefully he could and he could save me, but no issues along the way.
That's weird.
Hey, it is. Like, but I've been watching all these boat tours and none of them have life jackets. So keep that
in
mind.
They don't even have life jackets on board? Like there's.
I didn't notice any. And there was one point we had to go under a very low bridge. So we had to drop to the floor of the boat. And I couldn't see any when I was right crouched down. So, no.
Interesting.
When you leave, you go around like the inner harbor. You get to see where all the leisure boats are as well as boats that they take out for fishing. Mm-hmm. And then you exit. And then you basically go along the coastline. So it's a great way to see the island, Ortigia, from the boat. You get to see war memorials, quite lovely, different churches. One of the things that we were able to see on the tip of the island is called Castello Mananis. And it rises like right out of the ore. It's very dramatic. It's like an orange, or not orange, but maybe honey-colored buildings against the blue skyline. This is where actually, if you watch the last Indiana Jones, this mm-hmm. is where they filmed some of it. And the guide actually said that some Netflix and Amazon productions were filmed here. and then you got to cruise along limestone cliffs and then there's like sea caves that have been made over a long time with the erosion and the water pounding against it. Quite interesting. Like you get to go into some if the waves are right. Mm-hmm. It's quite blue because the sunlight actually can turn the water into a very electric color blue. It doesn't even look real, but it's quite interesting to see. And then, in the summer, you can, stop within your, departure for a swim. We didn't, of course, because it's just not the right.
Because you don't know how to swim.
Yes, there's that. And it wasn't the right time of year. But yeah, good point. I can't swim, so we're not stopping. just being out on the water and looking back at the old city walls, it feels different from just walking the streets. You can kind of see everything in a bigger perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It was really neat. It was neat. And it was actually relatively inexpensive. It was for about an hour, 15 euros per person.
Well, that's good.
Not bad. No,
and like
not
a
at
private
all.
Tour, like you said, you were the only ones on the boat.
That's right. Yeah. It was really quite neat. And, you know, there wasn't any huge wind. So there weren't massive waves that they had to handle or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it was very pleasant. Yes. So a few days later, we swapped, the boat for the train and we headed north to Taormina. And the journey itself is quite beautiful. It's about 2 hours. And then you get to see like sea views, you get to see the different, villages and towns. And then you're going to get to see also glimpses of Mount Etna in the distance. And we had really good weather on that day as well. So we got to see Mount Etna in different ways. And it's almost like seeing Mount Fuji if you were in Japan. It was quite amazing. Mm-hmm. We did buy our tickets online, through Trent Italia. It's basically digital regional tickets. So they're auto validated when we, enter the train, but you still get checked once shortly after departure and then once about midway through by a conductor both ways. So either have your tickets ready in hand or have a picture of it so that they can scan the barcode. Towards the end of the day, my phone started to die, not enough battery. So it was good that my partner had his phone and in case that, backup, or you might want to just print it if you're at a hotel or have access to printing, but you do need your tickets. Interestingly enough, on the return journey, police officers boarded and, they carry out random ID checks throughout the carriage. It's very calm, very routine, and it's something that happens, quite normally in Sicily and probably even in Italy more broadly. The one thing is they didn't ask, me and my partner for any checks. But they seem to be focusing on families, with traveling with kids. So I don't know if, trafficking is something that they are taking very seriously. But yeah, it wasn't, individual. So per se, and if you are, using a paper regional ticket, you must validate it at the station before boarding. There's like green, insert, like you just kind of slide it in and it clicks.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't, fines start around 50 euros, even if you have paid and but you haven't validated.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's pretty serious. They take that very seriously. So do take that, into consideration. Now going into, Taormina is beautiful. The town itself, it's like, on top of a hill, like it climbs above you. So you'll either need to take a bus or a taxi, or you can, if you're a go-getter, you can really have a determined uphill walk, but it takes 30 minutes and it is uphill. Mm. We took the bus because, we wanted to focus our energy on exploring. That's my thoughts anyway.
Good choice though. I think that was a good choice. You don't want to wear yourself out.
No. And you know, it's the first time you're at the destination, supposed to take a wrong turn and you end up somewhere you're not supposed to be and you're not walking to the village.
Right.
So it was only 2 euros. They take cash or they take, credit card. So it was easy, to move along. It's a beautiful destination. Like where you get let off, you, enter through like this, like town gates almost. It's just a big, huge, arch in the walls, that you just walk through. And the first thing that you see is it's the main pedestrian street and it's lined with shops and cafes and historic buildings. It's called Corso Umberto. And it's beautiful. It's busy. Even though this is supposed to be off season, goodness, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of cruise shore excursion people.
Oh.
And it's not just a couple of tours. It's a lot of them. And it's just amazing how many there are. To the point that you kind of get annoyed. So could you imagine summer? It'll be wall to wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what we did, first of all, is we went to, it's called Teatro Greco. It's an ancient Greek theater, and it's just a showstopper. Like, through like stone arches, you can see the sea and Mount Etna. It's just gorgeous. And if you were on my social media, you were able to see some of the pictures I took. We were able, it was interesting, like we were just standing in line waiting to get tickets. And there is a English-speaking guy that comes and says, well, do you want to come? It's a 30-minute guided tour, and it costs this much. And we said, no, we'll just manage it. And then I guess, you know, maybe it was just off season. She came back after, goes, how about you just you pay for one person? I go, okay. And it was so interesting. She told us about how it looked like an amphitheater, but it really wasn't. And then you see through the stone arches, the sea and Mount Etna. You can watch different productions while you're there, whether it's theater or ballet. Sometimes people rent it out for weddings and such. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place to go to and a must see. It's very much a highlight. And then you go to the Villa Comunale. It's a public garden, doesn't cost anything to go in, and has beautiful paths and flowers and elevated views over the bay. And what was very lovely to see was on the trees, very old trees, there was little signs in wood giving tribute to soldiers that have fallen in the wars. Oh. So it was a lovely way as well to see that tribute, because, you know, in Europe, of course, they were more involved in the war than we were, in a sense that it was here, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not to say that we were not involved from North America perspective.
And they were also on the other side, like on the side of Germany too, right?
Yeah. So it's very interesting, how history plays out in Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's a different perspective that you should learn about and understand. And then we went to, there's a Piazza 9 April. It's a terrace, which really allows you to see the views of the coastline and Etna. There's also a opportunity. You can take the cable car down to the beach. It's called Isla Bella. And it's like a tiny island nature reserve, and it's connected to the mainland by a narrow sand strip. In summer, it's really nice for swimming and sunbathing. Depending on the tide, you have to be careful, because sometimes the water covers that strip. So it's quite it's a lovely area to go to as well, or another place. Now, this is not a big area, so it's quite compact, and it you know, take your time to go. We only went for a day trip, but if you were exploring Sicily, I would recommend you stay there a few nights. It mm-hmm. would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Just even to experience the various types of restaurants you could, the food there and so on. Now, Terramina has also become quietly a cinematic backdrop. I don't know. Have you ever watched the White Lotus series?
No.
So, season 2 was here. It was in Sicily, and there's a Four Seasons here called San Domenico Palace. And, this is where they film certain seats here. Before White Lotus, you could stay there for like maybe 500 euros a night. Mm-hmm. After White Lotus, it's like 6,000 euros a night. Hate to say that, but. Yeah. So they have different filming here. I'm a big Belmont fan, so I was able to see the Belmont Hotel that's here. Mm-hmm. They closed for the season though, so they weren't open for me to walk around and check it out. A place, where it would attract a lot of luxury travelers as well. So keep that in mind. So I would definitely recommend it as an opportunity, while you're in Sicily. Again, you could take a tour and come up here, or like what we did, we just took local transportation. We Googled what to see, what to do, and did it on our own. So mm-hmm. the opportunity is available. you do need a fairly good mobility because you are going up and down stairs. You're going on, you know, gentle, sometimes not so gentle inclines. There's lots of, yeah, there's stairs and so on. So just keep that in mind. It's not undoable, but you just, but make sure you have good walking shoes as well. Yeah. Yes, more than anything. So what I thought I would kind of wrap up our conversation with was just quick tips for Italian trains, because if you are in Italy, traveling by rail is easy. It's good. And it's a way to manage seeing the country. So we talked about validating your regional tickets, first of all. And then I would also compare train companies. So there's Trent Italia or Italo, and they may have different prices. If you're looking to book a high-speed train or ticket, do it early because 2 to 4 weeks in advance is usually the cheapest. And also one thing that I always tell my clients, even before I came here, and just Italy in general, they have random strikes. They're called chauffeuros. And you should check for strikes, because even when we're on the train on our trip to Taormina, it was announced that this Friday and Saturday they were going on strike from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So, and that was just, you know, if I didn't hear that, I wouldn't have known it. And I'm thinking of going to Noto, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll just buy it online. Well, you know, these things happen. So they say to search chauffeuro treni, T-R-E-N-I, and your dates for strikes, because they do announce it online as well.
Well, at least they're polite enough to say when they're going on strike.
That's right. And I guess there's this different unions, different administration that can go on strike. So it's just not one entity. Yes. And then sit in your assigned seat on high-speed trains. Regional trains, such as ours, was first come, first served. We had no problem getting on it. And they were clean. They were comfortable. So it was nice. But again, we're in off-season.
Yeah, I could just imagine what that's like, the chaos getting first-come, first-served seating in the height of tourism season.
Well, and our route was via Catania, which is one of the places that people can start their trip in Sicily. So it's a very, and it's three different train stations in Catania that you go through. So it can be very busy because that's a main hub as well. So look for your train number, not just your city, on the departure boards, because that makes a difference, because there are different, like for us, going and coming. We went through Catania, but there are trains that just go to Catania. So you might think, oh, it's going to Catania. I can get on that train.
Yeah.
And then pack light. If you are like transiting between different places, luggage space is limited and some platforms require lifting your bags up steep steps. Even for me, getting off the train, I had to really focus on getting off, like walking off the train, because you could trip or not realize the depth of the step.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then, and also you might want to ignore helpful, in quotation, strangers at ticket machines. So use official machines or apps. And then check your seat assignment in the app right before boarding, because seats can change. And you don't want to get in a scrap with somebody.
No.
You know, over really a on seat. A train. Yes. Yeah. And then download the right app. So there's Trenitalia, Italo, Trainline for price comparison, and Trentit for real-time updates. And I'm going to apologize again. I'm probably not saying all these words properly. So, but we'll always put it on my social media so that you can see exactly how it's spelled. So here, you know, Italian trains are fast, they're scenic, they're efficient. And once you know the rules, they're pretty straightforward.
Nice. Well, perfect. Wow. That's a lot of stuff. You've done a lot and some great tips in there. I want to go to Italy now.
You should go to Italy.
Sicily, like, I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It for, you know, the last couple of days, it's becoming like an it destination to go to and such. You just have to plan accordingly. And what I would recommend, like, yes, we're here for a long stay, but I, you know, it, always looking at what if, what could I have done differently? I probably would have moved around a little bit more. Like I maybe would have stayed here and then gone to somewhere else on the island and, and stayed there and done this and, you know. So maybe, but again, you never know till you know.
Right? Well, this is true. Yes. This is why you do things. So next time.
Yes. Yeah. But it like we're, but that's why, you know, when you're staying in one spot, you find things to do, like the day trips and, and so on. And, it, and it doesn't have to be, like all day. You could just go visit the castle for a couple of hours and, and
that's spread it out over time. Cause you're going to be there for a while, right?
Yeah. Right. That's it. Exactly. So, that was week. Well, we're not even done week two, but you know, we're into our week two, but, yeah, so it was, it's very interesting, here, very, very lovely. No, like what I really would, another tip, download a Google Translate or some kind of translate app because
very helpful.
Oh my goodness. Like you could verbally put in what you're saying or they could do it so that you can communicate or write it in, but it's necessary.
Nice. Good stuff. Good tips. Great advice. People can see your images of the places that you were talking about on your Instagram, Facebook feeds, and on X at Onanta Forbes. And your website is onantaforbes.com. It was real fun chatting with you, Onanta. I learned a lot.
Always. Yes. You take care. And ciao.